State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. But still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We're back on Inside the Huddle. Our next guest, Coach Matt Scott, Clinton Prairie Baseball. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I don't know. I'm doing great. I don't know if you caught any of that last interview with Coach Slicker, but, you know, my first love is football, but I'm ready to go sign up and get some pads tomorrow night. How about you?
Yeah, I caught the tail end of it there. Sounds like Coach is going to put together quite a bit of good stuff for the Gophers this year. I'm pretty excited to watch those kids play.
Yeah, I think he's been helping you out maybe or been around the baseball program, but, man, he can get you fired up and ready to go, that's for sure.
Yes, he can, yeah. He's helped us out quite a bit this year. He played at Indiana State, played baseball at Indiana State for us, so he's been kind of a wealth of information for the program this year. It's been nice to have him on board.
Well, Coach, thanks for calling in this morning. Let's talk a little bit about Clinton Prairie baseball. It's been one of those years you've been really competitive. You won some games that you probably didn't expect, and then there's some nights you put a lot of runs on the board, and then some nights probably, you know, it was just a good learning experience for the Gophers.
Yeah, I think that's probably a great way to put it. We've been a little bit inconsistent at times, but that's part of growing up. And, you know, at any one time we start somewhere between 5 and 6 freshmen and sophomores on the varsity team. So getting those kids some playing experience, getting them to understand, you know, the ins and outs of baseball. And, you know, as a coaching staff, we were talking about the other day, I think if I counted right, we had played 14 games in 20 days. And so that's kind of a grind at the high school level. And you think about, you know, in junior high and stuff like that, those kids get a little bit more time to play. And then in the travel season, they play, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And if you make it to championship Sunday, you play 3 days kind of in a row, and you may play 5 or 6 games in that time period. But, you know, you get to high school and it's really kind of a grind. So it's one of those things, you know, those young kids trying to battle through, you know, being tired and having to get up and go to school and late nights on the bus and, you know, maybe late nights getting their homework done when they get home and things like that. So it's not just baseball that these kids are battling with. It's the daily grind of getting to school and keeping up on their grades and things like that. So it's a learning experience definitely for a lot of our kids, and we're very fortunate that we have a really good group of kids this year all the way down through our program. And so that helps out as a coaching staff to know that the kids are going to show up every night and compete.
One of those things, and was a lot of travel, and but it was a good week. And we talked with Coach Brad Scott of Rossville Baseball, was playing over in Kokomo this week, and how exciting that was for the first year for a Hoosier Land tournament. I think the athletic directors did a great job putting that together. And I had a conversation with Raymond Jones the other night, and he was talking about the end of the Clinton Central game versus Delphi and how exciting that was, and all the schools being there, and it's just a neat experience for the kids to play over there.
It really is. It really is. You know, getting to play over there in Kokomo at Championship Park, it was kind of the first time most of our kids had ever visited there. It's all turf field, so you get, you know, the true hop and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, just the ambiance of having 4 fields around you and something going on all the time, not only is it great for the kids to be able to play in that environment, but it's nice for the parents to be able to be there and see, you know, maybe other teams, you know, during a break in the action or things like that. They can kind of walk over and look at other teams and see what they're doing and things like that. But, you know, I got to give a shout out to the AD at Eastern, Eric Heisner, and he did a really nice job, a fantastic job of getting that together. And, you know, really all the ADs, you know, for the conference, they were all on board with getting that put together. And it was something that I think is going to be really, really beneficial for our kids. You know, Coach Schlick talked about giving the kids an experience and something to remember and something like that. And that's definitely something that'll happen with that, you know, the Championship Park and going over there and playing the conference tournament.
I think you need to give a shout out to all the ADs for since the start of COVID till now. Everything's changed. Everything has to be more fluid. You got to be able to adapt and change things by the minute, and I think they do a really good job so we keep these kids playing in a lot of good athletic events.
Absolutely. You know, athletic directors kind of have a thankless job. They deal with, especially in the spring, you're dealing with weather delays. With baseball and softball, you're dealing with umpire shortages and with, you know, issues that crop up during the day with, you know, a variety of different issues. And so I think spring season, especially for ADs, is probably the most difficult because there's just never a moment really to breathe, especially with the umpire shortages and the weather delays and issues with, should we try to play it? Should we get another school that's maybe 40 minutes away on a bus and try to get them here and play it? Is the rain actually going to hit? Is it not going to hit? And, you know, there's, you know, you can second guess ADs quite a bit, but they've got a pretty thankless job when it comes to trying to make those decisions.
And one of the things that Clinton Prairie has probably helped you out this year was some new facilities or very upgraded facilities. As I drove by there this morning and looked over that way, man, what a difference and how nice a ballpark Clinton Prairie has now.
It's really unbelievable. You know, we got to give a shout out to the school board. They did a lot of, you know, nice upgrades for us. We got some help from an outside donor, and it's just been a really, really good mix. We've had several coaches that have come through. You know, the coach over at Hamilton Heights, they played over here earlier this year, and he was like, holy cow, like, where did this come from? He's like, this is the nicest field we play at, and we play at, you know, some bigger schools and stuff like that. He goes, it's just incredible. And, you know, he was talking to me. He's like, hey, I'm going to send you the number for a guy in Indianapolis that's looking for fields to play over the summer and things like that. So hopefully this could turn into a situation where, you know, maybe we can turn our facilities into a money-making project for the baseball team and, you know, get some fields or get some teams playing on our field and stuff like that, kind of draw some attention to Clinton Prairie baseball and the facilities that we are, you know, very blessed to have.
You mentioned earlier playing a lot of young guys, but you got a few seniors. Let's talk a little bit about them. The guys are going to be playing their last little baseball for the Gophers.
Yeah, so we got five seniors on the squad right now. We got Landon Hughes, Jonas Nipp, Ty Kirkpatrick, Avery, we call him Nemo, and then Derek McDonald. So we've got five seniors that are really kind of they've been great teammates this year. Not all of them have played probably as much as they, you know, had hoped at the beginning of the year and so on and so forth. But they've been phenomenal leaders for us. They've never once kind of came in and argued about or kind of questioned the decisions that the staff has made. And I think that's the main thing that I'm going to take away from this group is just the fact that they're willing to show up every day and do whatever is necessary to make our program better and make that lasting impact that they have. And so I'm very blessed, you know, to have a group of kids this year that don't always maybe get as much playing time as they'd probably hoped. But, you know, teammate-wise and leadership-wise and things like that, it's some of the better leaders that we've had since I've been a part of the program.
I think last year's seniors in this group have been part of the evolution of playing a lot more softball at the younger ages, or excuse me, baseball at the younger ages, and playing a pretty good competitive junior high schedule. We had Coach Jamie Smith of your junior high program on a few weeks ago, did an outstanding job talking about how you're trying to improve the junior high schedule and getting those kids ready to play high school baseball.
Yeah, I can't thank our junior high staff enough. You know, Jamie kind of puts everything together, and then you got Jeremiah Robinson who kind of helps with that. And then we got Heath Harshbarger, Tim Kuzmitz, one of my former players, Caleb Horn kind of helps out, Scott Southern, whose son Landon pitched for us here and played for us here, and actually was a second team all conference there at Anderson. Got to throw in, you know, the conference tournaments that led off their conference tournament this year, threw actually twice in their conference tournament because they made it to the championship. And so, you know, those guys put together a really challenging schedule. They've played Lafayette Central Catholic. They've played Western Boone. They've played a bunch of the bigger Lafayette schools. You know, Lebanon, they're trying to put together, you know, and we did the same thing at the varsity level. We tried to beef up our schedule a little bit because, you know, that's only going to help us, you know, come tournament time and things like that. And so those kids are seeing, you know, kind of what it's like to see pitching that may not be always available at the local, you know, rec league or things like that. They're getting some very valuable experience. And I think, you know, that junior high staff does a really nice job of making sure that they're prepared, but also that they're playing, you know, all of the kids and trying to get them as much playing time and as at-bats and fielding time and stuff like that as possible.
Which kind of moved on up to your JV as well this year. I think you probably played pretty good JV schedule, probably a little bit more than usual. And you know, you've had a good number amount of kids this year to do that.
Yeah, we started off the year, we had 22, and then injuries, you know, the injury bug kind of bit us a little bit, and we had some issues with getting some games in and things like that, and we had to cancel, but we did. We, you know, we beefed up the schedule quite a bit. We had McCutcheon on there, their JV. We had Brebeuf's JV. Unfortunately, both of those, you know, were kind of scratched at last minute just because of injuries and numbers issues and things like that, but West Lafayette, Lebanon, Western Boone, we played Rossville twice. We're playing, you know, some really good quality competition, and hopefully, you know, we'll get more of that eighth grade group coming in. I think Coach Smith told me that there were 14 eighth graders that were playing at the junior high level. So hopefully the majority of those boys come out and play for us next year and gives us an opportunity to play potentially even more JV games than we got in this year.
The Gophers have the sectional coming up this week, Coach. Can you tell us where you're at and who you got for the draw?
Yeah, so we are at Delphi. This is the second year we're going to host it. Delphi is going to host it. And then we got the bye game, so we are the late game on Thursday of this coming week. So the first pitch will be between probably 7:30 and 8 o'clock. So it'll be kind of a late night for the Gophers. But, you know, we welcome people come out and kind of watch us and cheer these boys on because they definitely deserve it. They've had a really you know, strong leadership year and a strong year, you know, sticking together and doing the things that we need to build a program.
Hey, what do you think about that sectional up there? A lot of good teams, and can you talk about a few of them that, you know, would be, you know, in your top to win that thing?
Yeah, so I think personally that our sectional is probably one of the better sectionals in the state of Indiana at 2A baseball. There is Delphi, which is always a solid program. Coach Long up there does a really, really nice job. He's got several older guys. He's got a son that's playing and a nephew that are really balanced. Both of those boys are going to play college baseball, so you know that they're, you know, very talented. And they've got a couple of kids that throw the ball really well for them, and they hit it really, really well. So we've got our work cut out for us with Delphi, but that's the great part of sectional baseball is, you know, in the state tournament, it only takes – one great game from one team and one mediocre game from another one, and the next thing you know, you're moving on. So, you know, obviously we got a chance. Anything can happen in baseball. But, you know, those first couple games, we go over and play Seager on Monday. That's a sectional team. You know, they were ranked in the state of Indiana for quite a long time here earlier this year. They've got quite a few seniors this year, or juniors this year that moved up to seniors. And they are really, really good on the mound. And once again, they put the ball in play quite a bit, so they're going to put pressure on you. Benton Central, we went up there and got beat by Benton Central this year. It's the first time we've played them since I've been here, actually. And they're another good squad. They don't have a lot of seniors, but they have a ton of juniors who played a lot of baseball. So they're pretty good. And then Lewis Cass, Coach Marchand over at Lewis Cass has got a really good program over there. So, you know, there's six teams in our sectional, Carroll being, you know, one of the other ones, and you know, they're in our conference. We know how good they're going to be. So at the end of the day, that sectional is one of the top, I believe, one of the top sectionals in 2A baseball. And so obviously we're going to have our work cut out for us. But, you know, we're going to go over there. We're going to compete. We're going to do what we feel we need to do in order to be hopefully move out into the championship game that be played on Monday on Memorial Day.
And what amazes me, Coach, on this 2A and what you're talking about, is one of the toughest sectionals in the state. It's that way in all sports, baseball, softball, basketball, boys and girls. I mean, we've got some really good athletes in this area, and it just seems like it's really tough to get out of that sectional in any sport.
It really is, you know, and one of the things that we've kind of talked about is an athletic program in general, and Coach Peckham Paul, and, you know, even going back to Brian Eaton and former ADs and things like that is, you know, we have to build our kids up and our programs up, and we have to be just mentally tough, just knowing that that's how the sectional is going to be. So all of these games that we play in the regular season are kind of a lead up to that, and getting our kids mentally focused and locked in and things like that at the end of the season is really, really important, because there's not any easy games in the tournament. Everything is scratch and claw, and you're not going to get a lot of games where you're going to blow the other side out. It's going to be a scratch and a claw, and, you know, one vital play in the game may turn, you know, the tide, and that could be either the thing that propels you or could be the thing that ends your season.
We've been talking with Coach Matt Scott, the head coach of the Clinton Prairie Gophers, as they travel this week to Delphi for the sectional. Good luck to the Gophers, and thanks for being on this morning, Coach.
Absolutely, Jamie. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll be back right after this.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good but not great drivers?
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Super Saturday mornings are here on WILO. Hi, I'm Dan Sweeney. Join me every Saturday morning for 2 hours of fun. First to 10, it's Dan Sweeney's One Hit Wonders. You get the Where Are They Now updates for all the classic one and done hits. Then, at 11, tune in for Dan Sweeney's number one music from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Hear the backstories for the top of the chart hits every Saturday morning on your home for classic hits, WILO.
Good morning. Welcome Inside the Huddle. We're back. We have Mike Kelly, the Frankfort Boys Golf Coach, on this morning. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. Hey. I'm interested. I'm in your area. I'm sitting at the Colfax Little League.
Well, I wondered if you might not be down there this morning. They have opening day, and you've got a lot of grandkids that are playing out there for Clinton Prairie and that area now. So how's the weather out there this morning?
It's a little chilly, but the kids look like they're having a good time.
It's a nice park to play at, that's for sure. Hey,
and I know you had a lot to do with it.
No, so I'm just kidding.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hey, Coach, thanks for calling in this morning. We hadn't got with you yet this year to talk about Frankfort Golf. How's the hot dogs doing this year?
Well, the hot dogs are really young this year. We have one senior, one junior, and seven underclassmen. And so we're getting our experiences and getting ready for a couple of years from now where we hopefully can be pretty competitive.
Your home course is right here in Frankfort. And can you talk a little bit about, you know, some of the teams you've played out there and how the season, you know, okay, playing on that course?
I'll tell you, Frankfort Commons is in great shape, and anybody that comes in there really appreciates the care and the green keeping that's done there. It's a great place to play. Our competitors enjoy it very much, and they don't worry a bit about coming there. They know everything's going to be in great shape, and our kids are learning the game through the use of that course, and Jesse has been very accommodating for us and helping us get a good golf program going. I know we share that as a home course with Clinton Central, so it's just a really nice place to play and give the kids a great experience.
Over the years, there's been a lot of discussion throughout the community on having a golf course here in Frankfort, and it's been a struggle at times to keep that funded and going, but how important that is to the local high school programs to have that availability to go right out here and have a good golf course is, I think, critical. Don't you agree, Mike?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We really are happy that it's there because, you know, the high school gets out around a little bit before 3, and we can have practice done before 5 by just being able to get there so quickly and not having to drive and take kids to actually Deer Track or probably would be to a lake or somewhere, and just having it right in the community makes it nice. And it also makes it nice for our kids that, you know, in the off season, that it's not too difficult for them to get there. And the more they play in the off season, the better off they're going to be during the season.
Talking about the off season, how do you encourage that? And then before the season starts, you know, I know earlier in the year we talked to the Clinton Prairie golf coach and maybe Clinton Central early. Man, it's cold and late March, early April in Indiana to get out on the course, and how tough kids have got to be to go out there and play.
Well, you know, this year was really a unique kind of year, and actually the first week that we could officially practice, it was beautiful. And then after that week, it was terrible until just about 2 weeks ago, and then we started getting some pretty good weather and being able to get out on the course. We were fortunate enough that we were able to use a simulator in one of the organizations here in town, and they allowed us to use that during the practice time. And so we did get some full swings in, but that's unusual. Usually we don't get to do that.
When you're a head coach for a golf program, how much individual instruction do you get to these kids, and how's that work out? I mean, If you're trying to teach free throws in a gym is one thing, but a golf swing, that's something else.
That's true, because everyone's unique in that. I mean, I'm not the only coach. I have actually Tim McKenzie and is a co-coach with me, and he's had a lot of experience with coaching golf through the years in the middle school and at the high school. And then Mike Caesar, who recently retired from the Frankfort Police Department, he's a volunteer coach because he wants to be able to go watch his daughter play, and she's playing in college, so he's in and out with us. But so we have a pretty good opportunity to work with kids, try to work with basic swing techniques and critique and some of the things that they're doing that are not conducive to playing the good golf. And you know, we also try to work on the golf etiquette and golf rules, and make sure that, because and we try to impress upon them that it's a gentleman's sport, and there's an honor and integrity involved.
Can you talk a little bit about some of your hot dogs, or talk about some kids?
Sure.
And where you're at
on
scores?
We have a senior named Alex Taylor, who actually kind of he's been with us all 4 years, and he's kind of our leader as far as team and spirit and all that kind of thing. He's probably usually plays in one of the top five positions. We have then a new junior. He's actually, this was his first year of playing golf that I know of, and his name's Edwin Wainscott. Edwin is a junior that excelled in tennis and kind of got the golf bug early in the summer, and he really kind of got into it. He's come on like really great. He went from playing like number 7 or 8 to playing number 3 at one point. He's got his scores in. He has had some scores in competition in the 40s, and so we're really looking forward to him improving and getting better. We have sophomore Jackson Ray. He's been playing golf for quite a while in middle school. He's coming on. He can shoot in the 40s. Our biggest problem is we're not consistent. We'll be in 40 one week and 50 the next week. But then we have another sophomore, Luke Beardsley, who is able to play pretty well. He's playing and in the high 40s, maybe 50 at times. We have Jackson Woods. We have careful when we call for Jackson, because we have two of them. He's coming on. He can hit the ball a long ways. Let's see. We have Harrison Kiger, a kid that he just lives at the golf course. I ran into him a couple of years ago in the summer and walking around the golf course. He actually had been kind of asked to leave the golf course because he was on there. And so we talked about how you can get him involved in golf, and he's come on really strong. He's been leading some of the scoring this last couple of weeks, and he can hit the ball really well. And so then we have some freshmen. We have Xavier McIntosh, who is really coming on really strong. He's able to hit the ball really well. On the other night, I saw him blast one out of the sand trap to about 4 feet from the hole and make the putt, and that's what you got to do. Caleb Compton is another freshman with us. He's strong in basic fundamentals, and he's working hard. And the interesting thing is, a couple of these kids actually work at the golf course, so they're all the time. We have Trey Seward, who he's a new golfer, but he's having a great time, and I think he's enjoying it. And we're just having a really good time with these young kids, trying to help them appreciate the game. And then also, this next summer is going to be really critical for them, because it's their time to get it down and play a lot of golf. And then, you know, you're right. We have this big lag time between the end of the fall when they're playing golf, and then sometimes they can't get out there until right when the season starts. So, and that's a problem, but, you know, it's the same problem for everyone, so it's not unique to us.
You've been playing a lot of dual matches and stuff, and I don't know where you're at in the season, if you've had the conference yet, but sectional's coming up, and can you talk a little bit about what you're expecting for the Hot Dogs?
We play a lot of dual matches, but we also, and this is my first weekend basically off for a while for our team anyway, we play in some really critical and really competitive golf invitationals. We play in one in Yulin, called the Yulin Ken Branson Invitational. At that golf match, an invitational, there were five of the top 10 teams in the state there, and we were there with them and played along with them. We weren't as competitive, but it's a good experience for our kids. We played the conference the last week at Rocky Ridge. We play at another big tournament in the South Montgomery Open Invitational at the Country Club in Crawfordsville. And that exposure to those kind of things is very, very important for these young kids to see how other teams that are, you know, top in the state, what are they doing and how can we kind of emulate what they're doing.
And I think you got the sectional coming up here in a week or two, and then you probably play that over at Purdue, if I'm not mistaken.
Now, that's kind of a sore point with me, okay?
I'm sorry about that, but
that's okay.
It's an great opportunity.
We don't go to Lafayette anymore.
Oh, you don't? What
happened
there?
For some reason, we got moved to the Westfield sectional. And if you've been watching any of the golf stuff for high school, you'll notice Westfield is the number one team in the state. Zionsville's there. And actually, about three or four of those teams that are the top in the state are in that sectional. And actually, one of the top teams in the state won't even qualify to go to the regional because, you know, they don't. That is so competitive there. We're in a sectional that is unbelievable. It's the caliber of play that goes on there. So even an individual has a hard time making out of there because a team that has a top team in the state has four or five individuals that qualify for the individual moving on to the state. So it's a tough thing. I tried to understand why we got moved to Lebanon and haven't, because we were more competitive with the Lafayette sectional, and actually we've had times where we've had individuals be able to get out of the Lafayette sectional. Not going to happen probably for a while until we get some more experienced kids and at the Lebanon sectional. It's actually the Westfield sectional.
We've been speaking with Mike Kelly, the head coach of the Frankfort Hot Dogs, on their golf program. Hey, Coach, thanks for being on this morning. I know I've been wanting to get you on all year, but you said it there a minute ago. You've been busy every Saturday with a lot of great invitationals.
All right. We're about ready to start this baseball game in Colfax.
All right. Thanks for being on this morning. Before I let everybody go here this morning, I want to talk about some individual sectional things going on in other sports throughout the county. This week, Rossville Tennis, they won over Weibo 3-2. Number one singles, Hale was the winner. Best and McCulloch, number two doubles, and Sharp and Freeman, number one doubles. They'll play Zionsville for the championship of that sectional in tennis, so good luck to the Hornets. In boys track, Frankfort went over West Lafayette this week. Aiden Hudspeth was second and with a jump of or a pole vault of 15 feet, and he gets to move on to the regional. Chris Angelus, he was second in a 3,200 with a personal record of 9:45, which beat his personal time by 18 seconds in the 2 mile, which is a 3,200. The winner of that was Hayden Kemple of Clinton Prairie. He won the sectional over at West Lafayette in the 3,200 or a two mile run at 9:36, and they'll be moving on to the regional. Another regional qualifier for the Gophers was Caden Davis, who was in the high jump. And his best jump was 5'8" and placed third in the sectional. He'll be moving on. And then last week at Harrison, the Bulldogs in the girls track program, they got one out to go over Tuesday night at Jeff. Sam Adams was sectional winner in the pole vault. Sectional championship for her, 9'6". She will be competing, I think I said there earlier, Tuesday at Jeff. Then also the Clinton Central girls softball team. I think it's this morning coming up here in about a half hour at Delphi. They will be competing for the Hoosier Heartland Championship of softball at Delphi High School. The Bulldogs will play host Erskine to Eastern for the Heartland Championship, Hoosier Heartland of girls softball. So good luck to all those teams, and I want to thank everybody who was on the show this morning. Coach Brad Scott, Rossville Baseball, he was on first. Coach Kurt Slicker talking about the upcoming CFE football program and their big event tomorrow night at Clinton Prairie High School. And 9:30, we had Matt Scott on, the baseball coach for the Gophers, and their season that they put together and improving. And then just right then, Mike Kelly, the boys golf coach of Frankfort, and the Hot Dogs are doing really well with a young program for the boys golf pro team. We'll be back next week with another show, Inside the Huddle, right here at 9 o'clock. I've been your host, Jamie Blacker. Thanks for listening.
A friend you can depend on.
This is WILO, your home for classic hits, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
WILO, Frankfort, Delaware, Delphi.